Hear the Chapel Quartet at 10:15 tonight.
Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's.
California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to Meet Me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Obie Cates' clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Mike Yacargus.
Well, this is the last day before what I'm going for to close up the restaurant and take my vacation. Guess what? I better make a sign closed for the summer so I could put it in the window. Not me for to see. I could print it on the back of one of my old signs. I got them all in the drawer here. Oh, my, look in these old signs. Some of these signs would be so many years old. Look at this one. Tenderloin steak, 35 cents. Manage that, getting a tenderloin steak for 35 cents. That was the good old days. Yes, sir. Oh, could never sell no steak like that for no 35 cents today. No, sir, today, a steak like that, I mean that size and that quality would cost at least 40 cents. And, oh, look at this sign here. All you can eat for 55 cents. I remember when I first put that sign up. Had to take it down the next day. One fella came in here and did he eat? Even put ketchup on the tablecloth. Thought it was white meat. Uh-oh. And look at this sign here. Short order, cook wanted. And I made that sign the first week what I'm opened up here, 18 years ago. Ah, it was so easy for to get help in those days. I never will forget it. I put that sign in the window, and he was only in there about 5 minutes when my door opened. And in walked a fella, and he said...
Pardon me, sir. Are you the proprietor?
The proprietor, I should say not. I'm the boss.
I saw your sign in the window. Short order cook wanted?
Oh, yes. You got any experience for to be short order cook?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was a cook at the Waldorf Astoria for 9 years.
Yes.
I was at the Biltmore Hotel for 7 years and at the Ambassador Hotel for 5 years.
I see. Well, this job is a little bit different. You know, we cater only to a high-class trade, you see.
Oh, please, please give me the job, sir. I'm sure I'll satisfy you. Oh, I'd love to work here because I hear you're so good to your health that you give them one day off every month.
That's right. I do give my health one day off every single month, you know. I want them for to get some fun out of life, too, you see. That's why I will not allow nobody for to work for me over 16 hours a day. I don't like to kill nobody, you see.
Oh, gee, it sounds too good to be true.
Yes, well, I think what I'll give you a crack in the job. Now, the salary is $30 a month.
$30 a month?
Yes.
Oh, now I can buy that house in Beverly Hills.
Well, don't you suppose what I'm got for to explain you what you got for to do for to be the short order cook?
Oh, no, sir. Don't you worry about that.
Yes.
I know exactly what a short order cook has to do. Wait on tables, clean the silverware, scrub the pots and pans, mop the floors, bonami the windows, take out all the garbage and... pardon me, sir. Do you like starch in your shirts?
Yes, and in your spare time, you do a little cooking, too, you see. Okay, you could start tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Sure,
I knew when I woke up this morning this was going to be a great day for me. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's okay. You can stop licking my hand now. $30 a month, 16 hours a day, and one day off a month, and he was so happy for to get the job. But I never should have taken that fella because he was very restless. Turned out for to be a gypsy. Only stayed with me 14 years. That is what it was like for to get help in the old days. But it's not like that nowadays. No, sir. Last week, with a sign in the window that I wanted a short order cook. For 6 days, nobody paid no attention to the sign. Then yesterday, a fella is walked in off the street and he applied for the job. Oh, my, you should have heard him. Was he a tough guy? He walked over to me and he said...
Hey, you the head jerk around here?
The head jerk?
Yeah. I understand you're looking for a short order cook. Have I got the right dope?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Now, give me a few good reasons why I should take the job.
A few good reasons?
Yeah.
Well, in the first place, the hours is very good. You come in 11 o'clock in the morning, you go home 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Of course, you get an hour off for lunch, too, you know.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. That means your help has to work here 4 hours a day. You slave driver, you.
Slave driver?
Yeah.
4 hours a day and only 5 days a week?
5 days?
Sure.
You mean I only get 2 days off every week?
Yeah, but don't forget, I'm paid good money for that $75 a week.
$75 a week?
Yes.
Ha! Don't make me laugh. Why, my kid makes more than that.
A kid makes more than $75 a week doing what?
Selling his place in nylon lines, that's what. Hey, tell me, what do you expect a short order cook to do?
Well, he makes bacon and eggs if we get the bacon, and hamburgers and fried potatoes. And...
fried potatoes?
Yes.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Who peels them?
We got a special man for to peel the potatoes, yes.
Good. Yes. Now, after the potatoes are peeled,
yes.
Who puts them in a frying pan?
Who puts the potatoes in the frying pan?
Yeah.
Well, if it's not too much trouble, you do.
Not me, brother.
No?
No, I'm a cook, see?
Oh.
I'll cook the potatoes after they're in the pan.
Oh.
But I ain't putting no potatoes in the pan, and I ain't taking them out either, see?
Well, I suppose that I could hire two extra men, one for to put the potatoes in the pan and the other for to take them out.
Well, that's better.
Yes, when do you think when you could start?
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Right after my vacation.
You get a two-week vacation before you start?
Yeah.
Look, why don't you take the restaurant? I'll go to work for you.
Oh, a wise guy, huh? Well, brother, look.
Yes.
Just for that, you ain't got enough money for me to work for you.
No, please, mister. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I was just making jokes. Won't you please take the job?
No.
Please take the job.
I said no. And you can stop licking my hand. Goodbye.
That is what you're up against with the help seats mentioned today. That is why I'm closing up today. I'm going to take up a caseman for the whole summer. Well, might as well to make the sign so I could put it in the window. Let me for to see. Closed for the whole summer. How you spell closed? I better ask Betty. Betty? Oh, she's out front talking to me. I guess what she's getting ready for to sing a song. See, that girl seems so pretty.
Betty Rhodes, singing star of our old gold show, sings Come Rain or Come Shine.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny,
Freddy, you know, that song is was really beautiful, and you know something? This summer, I'm really going for the Miss You singing.
Oh, thank you, Parky. Yes. Oh, there's Bob Williams. Hiya, Bob.
Hi, Betty. Hello, Parky.
Hello, Bob.
Say, I brought over a few cartons of Old Gold cigarettes for you kids to take away with you.
Oh.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that you'd have some real smoking pleasure on your vacation.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
Say, Bob, I've been hearing about cigarette laboratory tests and doctors and throats. Tell me, does a throat specialist come wrapped up with cigarettes these days?
Well, look, when you open a pack of Old Golds, don't expect to find 20 throat treatments. No, what you'll get in a pack of OGs are 20 mellow, fragrant cigarettes. But smokers, please don't sue us for that. All we're trying to do is give you the grandest, tastiest smoke in the book. A wonderful blend of the world's finest tobaccos, plus that special touch of rare Latakia tobacco. But if you are worried about throat irritation, listen. Fact Finders Associates, outstanding public opinion experts, put more than 1,200 smokers of other leading brands on a 2-week Old Gold diet. At the end of that period, 69%, or more than 2 out of 3 smokers, stated they found Old Golds less irritating to the throat than brands previously smoked. Yes, Fact Finders report Old Golds less irritating, thanks to the smooth, rich, quality tobaccos in every pack of Old Gold. But, like we said, our specialty is tobaccos, not throats. And Old Golds are made first and foremost to delight your taste with fine, superbly blended tobaccos. So, if you just want to enjoy yourself right down to your toes, in other words, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds today. Well, so long, Parky. Bye, Betty. And say, have a good time on your vacation.
Yeah. Bye, Bob, and thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. I better get to work around here, you know. I never knew what a big job it was for to close up a business for the summer.
Oh, yes, it is a big job, Parky, and we better get started.
Yes.
Say, Parky, have you made up your mind where you're going this summer?
I'm all mixed up, Betty. You know, I heard about a wonderful place, but I'm out for reservations, and they send me back a circular, you know. Everything is sounded beautiful, except for one thing. They said, well, they don't take children, then they don't take dogs, you see?
Well, how would that affect you, Parky? You have no children. You wouldn't take your dog with you.
Yeah, Betty, but I figured what I couldn't have a good time at a place like that because anybody that doesn't like children and dogs, they must be very big sourpusses. Don't you think so? You know, Betty, you know, it's hard for to find a place for to spend your vacation.
Well, did you look at the vacation advertisements in the magazines, Parky?
Yes, I did. I mentioned a wonderful ad in a magazine, but I had a big disappointment.
A big disappointment?
Yeah, this ad said, spend a glorious vacation in the land of sunshine. Boating, fishing, tennis, golf, and beautiful scenery. Come to the playground of America. Send for the circular.
Well, what happened?
They sent me back the circular. Turned out to be the hotel right next door here in Los Angeles.
The hotel next door. Why, Parky, that's crazy.
No, it's not so crazy, Betty. After reading that ad and all the wonderful stuff that they got, I went next door, tried to make a reservation for 2 weeks. They don't got no rooms. You know, I even tried to talk to the manager. You know, he's a very good friend of mine. I couldn't reach him.
Why not?
He's spending his vacation in Florida.
Well, it's almost impossible to get a hotel room today, Parky.
Sure is. But tell me, where are you going for your vacation, Betty?
Oh, I'm just going to take it easy, Parky.
Oh.
You know, I just love to swim, and so I intend to go down to the beach every day.
Oh, say, I'm glad what you reminded me about that, Betty. You know, I knew what you was going for to spend lots of time in the beach, so I brought you a little vacation present.
Oh, Parky, it wasn't necessary to get me a present.
Nothing, Betty, just a little two-piece beach outfit. Hope I got the right colors.
Oh, Parky, you didn't really buy me a 2-piece beach outfit.
Yes, I did, Betty, and it's the prettiest pail and shovel you've never seen in your life. Nah, Kimmy, I'm just making a joke. But I did think about you being at the beach and all, and Betty, I know how sunburned what you get. And I don't want you for to use none of that common oil, you know, to rub in your skin. So I mixed up a high-grade bottle of stuff that you could rub in.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, I made it with oil and vinegar and some mayonnaise and ketchup. All you got to do now is rub that all over you and then cover yourself with a piece of lettuce. You'll be the most beautiful salad on the whole dish. Oh, here comes Uppy. Hello, Uppy.
Hi, Betty. Hi, Parker.
Well, Uppy, in a few hours, we'll be closed up for the summer.
Yep, and you know something, folks? I'm really raring to go.
Yeah?
Where are you going, Opie?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just plain tired out, and all I want to do is rest. I don't want to exert myself at all, so I joined a hiking club.
Look up here. How do you finger is restful if every day you take a 25-mile hike?
Well, every 2 hours they stop and sit down for 5 minutes, and brother, is that restful.
Well, I hope that you have a nice time in your vacation, Hoppy, and here, I got a little going-away present for you.
A going-away present for me?
Yeah, you know how to tell time, don't you?
Why, Parky, you don't mean to tell me you went out and got me a watch.
Well, it's not exactly a watch. It's a calendar, you see? A beautiful 1913 calendar. It's only a couple of months torn off it here. I found it in my drawer. An undertaker sent it to me years ago. Yes. That's what I found there when I was going through all my old things, you know.
A 1913 calendar? Well, that's no good.
How you mean it's no good? You could use that same calendar again in 1971.
Well, Parky, thank you very much anyway, and I got a present for you, too.
You have?
Here, I want you to have this fountain pen.
Oh, fountain pen? Wait a minute, Soppy. What kind of a fountain pen is this? It's only the top part.
Well, I know it, Parky, but the parts that you write with cost a lot of money.
Well, Hoppy, that sure is a beautiful present, the top part of a fountain pen. It's nice, wonderful to have friends like this, really.
Ogo presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, playing I Found a New Baby. Friends, maybe we're innocent about all these laboratory tests and claims some cigarettes are filling the air with, but we have a sneaking suspicion that when you light a cigarette, you want pleasure. Just good, solid smoking pleasure. All right, then, just light an Old Gold. And, how describe it? That fragrance and aroma of rich quality tobaccos. That delicious blend enriched by imported Latakia tobaccos. Old Golds are approved by your throat as well as your taste. Because, listen, in a 2-week test conducted by Fact Finders Associates, 69% of more than 1,200 smokers, yes, better than 2 out of 3 smokers of other leading cigarettes, stated they found Old Golds less irritating to the throat. Oh, but we're not selling throat cures. Pleasure's our business. Pleasure burning at the end of a cigarette. Old Gold pleasure. So, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds today.
much work just for to pack everything away. Uh-oh, look who's coming down to that salesman, Orville Shop. Always interrupts me when I got so much to do at the wrong time.
Well, 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 if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Parky Cockett. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct, yes.
Now tell me, when are you going to spend your vacation? Have you made your incision yet?
My incision? Mm-hmm. No, I didn't make my incision yet.
Well, that's fine, that's fine. Then I can help you to choose the right place.
You can?
Yep, you see, that's my business. Oh. I plan tours for people. Oh. I represent a company called the Last Resort Vacation Company. Now, don't forget our slogan.
What is it?
For a small fee, we tell you where to go.
You tell me where to go for a small fee? Yeah. I can tell you where to go for nothing. Tell me, Mr. Sharp, how much does your vacations cost?
Well, it's all according to what you want. Now, for instance,
yes.
Would you like to go to the mountains?
The mountains?
Yeah, you know, to Yosemite.
Yosemite?
Yeah, yeah. Now, you just give me $500.
Yes.
I can get you a nice inside room and a cabin up there.
Yes, an inside room? Look, what good is to go to the mountains and have an inside room?
Well, that's so you won't be bothered by that scenery.
No, look, I don't want no inside room. I want to get a room with a beautiful view.
Oh, yeah, of course. You'll get a beautiful view.
Sure.
On a clear day, you can see all the way across the room.
What happens on a foggy day?
You got a compass?
No, I don't got no compass.
Stay in bed.
No, I don't think what I want to forgo up there in the Yosemite, Mr. Sharp.
All right. I'll send you someplace else.
Yes.
Hard to get along with. I resume you like to go fishing.
Fishing? I love to go fishing.
Why, that's good. That's good. I'll send you up to a wonderful dry lake.
A dry lake?
Yeah. Oh, brother, you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy you rowing your boat around there.
Vladimir, how can you row a boat around a dry lake?
The boat's got wheels on it.
Wheels?
Yeah. That's in case the lake gets rough. See, it's easier to row that way.
I hope that the waves don't get too high. I don't want to get full of dust.
Oh, yeah, brother, I can just picture you now. Yeah, you're fishing in this dry lake.
Yes.
Of course, you can only fish on the left side.
Why couldn't I fish on the right side?
Because you'll bother the people that's swimming.
How can people go swimming in a dry lake?
They use the Australian crawl.
Look, Mr. Sharp, this is be the craziest thing what I never heard of, fishing and swimming and rowing a boat with wheels in a dry lake. I don't want to spend no $500 for that.
Okay. Hey, look.
What?
Why don't you take my $200 vacation? Yeah. Huh? Only 3 miles from Los Angeles.
3 miles from Los Angeles? What's the name of the place?
Mexico City.
Oh, you're kidding. Everyone knows that Mexico City is 8 miles from Los Angeles. Besides, they don't want me in Mexico City.
Why not?
Because I can't play baseball. That's why not. Mr. Sharp, $200, that'd still be too much money.
All right, okay. Yes. Want to spend $100 for your vacation?
Look, Mr. Sharp, I'm going to spend nothing with you for my vacation. Every week you come in here with different lines of crazy business, and I think what all you want to do is take my money away from me.
Now, hold on there, Mr. Park, you can't.
Yes.
Are you incinerating that I'm crooked?
I don't say what you're crooked, but believe me, you are slightly bent.
Tell me, how can you say that, huh? Why, I never took none of your money, did I? I've been coming in here every week for a year trying to sell you something, and you never even spent a dime with me.
Okay, just to show you what is no hard feelings, I'll spend a dime with you. Here. Here's 10 cents. Tell me where I could go on my vacation.
10 cents?
Yes.
For 10 cents, you expect me to plan a vacation for you?
Yes.
For 10 cents, you want me to tell you how you can have a wonderful summer?
Yes.
Brother, ain't gonna cost you 10 cents.
It ain't?
Nope. I'm going to give you a 50% discount. All it's going to cost you is a nickel.
A nickel?
Yeah. Now, you take your nickel.
Yes.
You call up Crestview 9, 3266. That's the zoo.
The zoo?
Yes. And then you ask to talk to the elephant.
The elephant?
Yeah. You tell the elephant
yes.
that you'll give him 10 cents to plan your vacation for you.
Why should I give an elephant 10 cents to plan my vacation for me?
Because an elephant's the only one I know who waits for peanuts. Get out.
Wise guy. How could an elephant talk on a telephone? Say, maybe he could. He could use a trunk line. Ladies and gentlemen, as we say goodbye tonight for the summer, I would like to thank everybody associated with our program. Betty Rhodes, Opie Cates, Sheldon, Leonard, Wally, Mayer, Bob Williams, and our director and my associate writer, Hal Finberg. And I would also like to thank our sponsors, the P. Lorillard Company, makers of those good old gold cigarettes. They made these broadcasts possible, and they're a swell bunch of people to work for. And I particularly want to thank you, the audience, for listening to us and for your many fine letters of encouragement. Now, starting next Sunday, at the same time, over these same stations, our sponsors have arranged a swell musical show for the summer months. It's Old Gold's Rhapsody in Rhythm. That's with Jan Sabbath and his famous top hatters, that lovely songstress Connie Haynes, the piano music of Skitch Henderson, and the four wonderfully blended voices of the Golden Gate Quartet. I'm sure you'll all enjoy this fine musical program. And so have a happy summer, everybody. And I cordially invite you all to meet me at Parkey's again when we return here on September the 15th. Until then, I remain Old Goldiently yours, Parkey Carter. Good night.
Remember, starting next Sunday, same time, same station, Old Gold, Rhapsody in Rhythm, with Jan Sabbath and his famous top hatter, Connie Haynes, Skitch Henderson, and the Golden Gate Quartet. Williams saying good night for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.